So today the Lord continues to confirm, this is the real deal. Things truly are going to start happening. I was meditating and wondering if God will give us more time at the last minute, and I can really get all of my songs out. I picked up a little Padre Pio book and opened to a place where there was only one sentence on both pages. It said, to convert them, a punishment is necessary so that they may be saved. I knew he was talking about America and the chastisement that may very well happen in September. One of our community members, the really brave young man that left everything in Louisiana on the first day of college to come here with nothing but a desire to know God intimately, he now has a prophetic gift and is teaching others what he has learned. He gave it all up, and God gave him the greatest treasure, himself, and the gift of prophecy. I feel very sorry for the ones that live for their parents and turn down the call of the Lord. They will not be happy until they give him their whole heart. And this is all about me as well. Yes, I am living the life, but over here in this corner of my heart is spinning wool and weaving. Over there is mushroom hunting. Over there is gardening, restless, looking on the internet when I am weak, identifying herbs and plants, etc., etc. Dear ones, if I had given my whole heart to the Lord, in this moment, you would probably have a good 15 albums of music to help you get closer to God. I look at someone like Misty Edwards or Julie True and admire them tremendously because it is obvious they devoted themselves to their greatest gift. And look what God is doing with them now. These are living saints. I can tell you by listening to their songs that they have triumphed over many excruciating trials. They were not diverted from their calling. They didn't hearken to the attraction of beautiful things, mushrooms, medicinal plants, weaving, photography, or any other thing that kept them from music. They hearkened to God alone. They cooperated with God and purified their motives. They heard God and obeyed, gave him their all their time, all their passion, all their faithfulness. Oh, beloved friends, tears run down my cheeks as I tell you these things, because I am so, so very sorry for having let the Lord down with music. My selfish interest derailed me. Was Satan involved? You better believe it. He knew exactly how to steal my destiny and derail me. He knew just what button to push and to get me off and running in the wrong direction. Was it his fault? No. It was mine for cooperating with his suggestions. These selfish sidetracks brought me a little joy, but took my greatest gift from me, because I used that time that should have been invested in music. Please listen to me. Please stop living for yourself and what you want. He was bled dry on the cross for you. He gave all he had for you. Can you not give him all you have for him? Just recently, Our Lady gave me a message about the power of music. It dwarfs all other art forms. It goes deeper than words or images. It molds the heart into what it will become. If you are called to make music, write, teach, or paint, whatever your calling, you will have no regrets when you stand before him because you put away all your other hobbies, interests, and pursuits to do his will. He created you very special and unique. Certain gifts are in your DNA, and you will never discover what they are, nor you will discover who you are meant to be if you persist in self-will and choosing what you think is best for your life. You will be a miserable failure at the end of your life and regret all the wasted time and resources you spent doing what you thought was best, things that will be burnt in the fire and bear no fruit for heaven. As I pondered these things today, realizing that September may be our last month on this earth, I asked myself, here I am now. What can I possibly do to make up for this failure? All I could think of was to warn you not to fall into the same trap. If I turn just one or two hearts to God wholeheartedly, and they follow through, brushing distractions aside, overcoming every obstacle, and staying on track, fulfilling their destinies, it would be worth it, and I should give it my best shot. Some of you may argue that, after all, there has been some good fruit from this ministry, and I would agree, but deep in my heart, I know that there was something more for me to do, and I didn't do it. If the Lord has touched you through me, and you are more drawn to God because of it, I rejoice. That's my whole heart for you and for Him. And I thank God that He was able to bring good out of my wayward starts and fits. But I do hope you will take this lesson to heart and not allow anything to pull you off course. Satan has demons skilled in deception who will try to seduce you with a better good than the plan you know God has for you. You will be very attracted to it and find several ways to justify it in favor of the Lord's invitation. If you agree with them and go off track, you will be very sorry later. If you get tired and take a break doing other things, getting enmeshed in what you enjoy, that too will end in your sorrow. Only one thing will work. As Jesus' mother once said and is still saying, do whatever He tells you to do. Do it afraid. Do it fatigued. Do it sick. Do it in emotional pain. Do it in poverty. And do it in excess. But be sure to do it. If you have to alienate your parents, do it. If you have to lose friends, do it. If the whole world calls you crazy, do it. And don't stop until He tells you to. Remember, Jesus said, he who loves mother, father, sister, brother, more than he loves me, is not worthy of me. Do you understand what that looks like? Imagine standing on a stage in line with other people, being handed their destinies. Jesus is there, full of excitement and expectation. He is calling out for those who want to work only for Him. Dozens emerge from the packed stadium and move towards Him. The crowd breaks forth in applause each time one goes forward. The entire place is packed full to the brim with anticipation and excitement. There are angels everywhere speaking to timid hearts to take a chance. Go for Jesus. He sees the line and the eager faces and sees the glory of what each one will become when they totally hand over their lives to Him, letting go of every attachment, letting go of parents' designs on their lives, and all the expectations of society to succeed in their way of life. Beside Him, an angel stands holding a large basket of scrolls. A child of God steps forward to receive theirs and is overcome with gratitude and joy that they have been chosen to work for Him, the King of Heaven, and moves into the area with other candidates that have accepted. The Lord is elated as each one faces Him in their moment of truth. Then you step forward onto the platform. The stadium is packed with angels and Christians alike. Jesus hands you your assignment. You open the scroll, and your heart sinks. My mother and father would never approve of this, you say to yourself. The audience is speechless as you hand the scroll back to Jesus and walk off the stage. You could hear a pin drop. The whole place is speechless and silent. That day is coming, dear one. That will be the day you are judged for what you did with your life. Where were your priorities? Who did you choose to serve? Your parents will be accountable for discouraging you, but you will be the one that is judged unworthy, not them. Those who hand Him back the scroll break His heart in two. He knows what you were made to do, and in His eyes it is glorious. He wanted you by His side, working for souls and attaining to your destiny. But you said no, and you leave and wander about in the world wondering if you had missed it. Your life is filled with distractions to dull the pain of losing your destiny. Life goes on. Parents are happy. You marry and have children. All the time, way, way back in your mind, feeling that something really important is missing. Adult children of God, please consider your end and do not put off your conversion to His will with 100% of your life. I can tell you from experience, it is a terrible feeling. Here I am 76, feeling deeply saddened at what I could have done if only I had obeyed and persevered. God bless you, dear ones. May this message lodge deep in your heart and inspire you to let go of your life into Jesus' hands, never looking back. Amen.